Our Sabetha Locker Room chat continues here tonight on KNZA. Brandon Tamman now joined by the Blue Jays boys basketball coach. That is Josh Wartenberger. It is presented by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Services. Well, for the first-year head coach, it's certainly been a fantastic regular season, and we'll kind of dive into that as a whole momentarily. But, Coach, a slow start maybe on Tuesday night at Hiawatha, but in some games, like some others this year, you maybe start out a little bit slow, but are able to turn it on late and middle portions of the game and able to kind of run away with it. You kind of do so then. 58-36, your team goes to 17-3 to wrap up the regular season. But just talk to us about that game on Tuesday at Hiawatha.
Yeah, it was offensively maybe a little bit slower start, but we always say that we want to be consistent on the defensive end. And, you know, we held Hiawatha to 10 points that first quarter. And then when things kind of loosened up for us on the offensive end, then that's when we got a good lead and held on to that. And so that was good to see. But yeah, we can, sometimes you can't always control your offense, but you can always, count on your defense is what we hope to say on that.
Yeah. And it seemed like second quarter was kind of the difference in that game. First, third, and fourth quarters seemed to be pretty tight and contested, but a 15-point advantage in that second quarter, again, kind of the difference in that game at Hiawatha. So, you know, another league championship for the Blue Jays. Yeah, you get it out right. You know, the winning streak, the lengthy league winning streak came to an end, you know, a couple of weeks ago with a loss to Holton, or I should say last week, I should say. But nonetheless, you know, 17-3, 13-1. You know, the expectations were pretty high coming in, and you certainly have put together a solid regular season. Just how would you assess and kind of grade out your first season in the regular season here in 23-24?
Yeah, just with Coach Berger and his tenure at Sabetha, continued a great tradition, and that's kind of the expectation that I want to try to live up to is continue with that tradition, and really with the senior group that I got to come in with and the juniors behind them. And just the group of guys that I get to be a part of. I would just want to try to get better each day. And then we see where we are at the end of the season. And we're in a good spot. We're where we want to be to start the postseason. And it's been a great season to be a part of as a first-year head coach, so I'm grateful for that opportunity.
Well, we certainly know you can be the top team in the sub-state. You can be ranked, you know, among the classification and with high expectations, and, you know, just because you have a higher seed or a better record, as we saw last year, it does not mean much because, you know, last year it was even a little bit better. You know, Sabetha undefeated, really top-ranked in the classification all year. And then you run into Nemaha Central, who had beaten twice in the regular season, and the Thunder able to knock you guys out in that semifinal. So, you know, even though you've had another great season, league championship, number one seed in the sub-state, everything's kind of wiped clean, you know, once you get to this point. And you'll start Monday night at home, 7 o'clock tip-off with an ACCHS team that has not gotten a win this year. So you look at it on paper, you see one thing, but as a coach and as a player, you look at it a little bit differently. What can you tell us about the opening round matchup on Monday?
So we're aware of the, like you said, we're back to 0-0, and you know, the regular season is just to help you prepare for that and to put you in a good spot. And I feel like we've done the best we can with that. We've got to be ready for every opponent. And we're looking forward to playing Effingham and getting started with the first round of sub-state. But also understand, just like what Holton kind of showed us last Friday, that with basketball, you've got to be ready every night. And there's no give me's. And we just got to be ready to play each night. And so looking forward to starting that off here in the postseason.
Starts Monday night, 7 o'clock at Sabetha. Blue Jays hosting ACCHS. And then next Thursday and Saturday, the 29th and March 3rd, will be the semifinals and the championship of that sub-state, which is hosted by Royal Valley. That is Josh Wartenberger, Sabetha boys basketball coach, joining us each and every week. We appreciate a few minutes. Coach, good luck, of course, at the start of the sub-state tournament next week, and we'll talk to you one more time next week.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Brandon.